This is the Royal Human for Timothy J. Curry, C-U-R-E-Y, ABC number 040574. Mr. Curry has, as of today, he waived his hearing. He has been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B for 11 hearing, that is, moved to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Mr. Kerr, just for information, based on information, I believe he's currently serving a sentence for 14 years, and that is for kidnapping, and that sentence had its beginning date on May the 6th, 2010. He will become parole eligible on July 6th, 2017, and his SED date is listed as October 15, 2019. If he's moved to his consecutive sentence, that will also be for 14 years for kidnapping, and his SED date on that one will be August 2027. He did submit a progress, an institutional progress report. As I indicated, he did indicate as of today that he wished to waive his hearing. He did not give a reason for it. He didn't say now wishes to waive, and so we accept that. We do have his institution progress report. He's had a number of programs. Most recent programs have been in 2011 would have been his most recent one, conflict resolution, intensive training. He's also had other programs since then, and it relates to his release plan, which is not applicable here, but he did have a release plan because he's looking forward to going to his next consecutive sentence, but he said he would attend any counseling program needed, and he would live with a friend, Richie J., in Mesa, Arizona. And he also indicates that he is military disabled and retired from Motorola and will receive pay from both. His most recent discipline, last discipline, would have been on March 24th, 2016, and that would have been for disobeying a verbal, and that would be a minor ticket that he had there. I would point out the fact that Mr. Curry is currently, in addition to the two sentences, the kidnapping one, he's currently serving the next one. He would be paroled to it to be so fit to move in. He also has three expired sentences, one for sexual assault, and that was 14 years. The second one for escape, that was a two-year run. And another one for theft, that would be a five-year run. All of those have already expired. I've already mentioned his discipline. This is his first time appearing before the board. If he had chosen to appear before the board today, one of the areas that I would have a concern about is that he has not, as far as I can tell, based on information provided by Ames, he's not taken the SOETP program, that's the Sex Offender Education and Training Treatment Program, which is very unfortunate that he has not gotten to that point yet. Hopefully, if he's not released at this time, he will get that program just a little later, that counseling a little later. The offense itself had its beginning back on August 16, 1985. That's when the defendant sexually assaulted a female. She was coming home. She had a couple bags of grocery. She walked into her apartment. She carried the two bags in. She left her purse on the outside. She came back to get her purse. And when she got back in, the offender knocked on the door, and she let him in, and he asked if he could use the phone. And she said yes, and then he wanted to have sex with her, which she resisted and did not want to have. And she started crying, and he became angry, and he grabbed her by the throat, and he, as a result of that, she had a difficult breathing. Therefore, he had created a problem there. He placed her on the floor, told her to remove her blouse, and she started kissing her and having sex. In addition to her, there was a second female that he engaged in sex. He stopped her, and she and he had her. In addition to trying to have sex, he tried to carry her with his bare head to her bank to withdraw some money, $150. And then she really, he placed her in the trunk of her car, and then he ended up by going on down to Dallas, Texas afterwards. And this would have been September 10, 1985. His prior arrests, there were 13 prior arrests that he had had, and they had been in Indiana, Kentucky, as well as Arizona and Texas. As I indicated, he had been in the military, he left the military, U.S. Army, in 1978, and he was discharged in 1980, and he had an honorable discharge. He did have a plea agreement, however, due to the fact that he has not had any courses, the SOETP courses. He's not appearing before the board today. He has had several other sexual encounters with females. In fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 others. I think that he was not he should not be moved to his next consecutive sentence. Therefore, I am not in favor, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time. And this is for Mr. Curry. Hearing nothing from other board members at this time, and I'm going to offer a motion. And that motion is going to be to deny Mr. Curry his 412B or 411, that is, he would not be moved, he would be denied to go to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And that is my motion. Seconded and agreed. His first crime was 1985, therefore this was in 484, therefore I'm going to recommend a 1 year set off, and I am also going to mark this as being a 412B, 411. And reason for denial is a serious violent offense, trauma to the victim, in as much as this involved, well, victims, this is poor, serious and deviant offense, and as much this involved bodily injury, in as much as he put the ladies down on the floor, and one, he held a weapon to multiple victims, victim harassment. I don't believe I stand to be corrected on this one. I should have checked it earlier. I don't believe that he has any real family or community support. And he had a police man, but that's not applicable here because he has lack of some program. He needs some more programming. And in as much as he had a prior criminal history, and is there anything else that any board member wishes to include at this time? Hearing nothing else, this will end the hearing for Mr. Timothy J. Curry, ADC number 0400574, and this will end this hearing. Board members present were the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Lee Coronis, and my name is C.T. Wright. If this will end this hearing for today, and I worked in the boardroom until 8:30 in the morning.